Welcome, dear listeners, to our scary stories. Each creak you hear, each shadow you glimpse out of the corner of your eye, remember, they might not just be figments of your imagination. Tonight, as the darkness overtakes you, we bring forth a tale that will make you rethink every reflection you've ever seen. Prepare yourself for the haunting story of the porcelain prisoner. The sun hung low in the sky, casting the town in a golden, autumnal hue. Trees adorned in burnt orange and crimson rustled with a light breeze, sending chills down Lydia's spine. She'd always felt this town, with its aged structures and narrow alleyways, held more secrets than most. Turning a corner, Lydia's steps slowed as she discovered an old yard sale spread out in front of an ancient, moss-covered house. She could smell the dampness of the air mixed with the mustiness of old objects that hadn't been touched in years. The yard sale seemed like a patchwork quilt of forgotten memories with a distinct Halloween vibe. Dusty books with ominous titles, rusty candelabras, and costumes that seemed more genuine than any modern imitations. A sense of nostalgia and curiosity drew her in. Among the faded photographs and tattered lace, a particular item stood out. It was an antique doll, exquisitely detailed. Its once vibrant dress was now faded, and its porcelain face was covered with tiny cracks. Yet, its eyes, deep and unfathomable, seemed to stare right at Lydia, beckoning her. An elderly woman, her silver hair tied in a tight bun, watched Lydia with sharp, observant eyes. "Ah, you've found the doll," she whispered, her voice grainy as if worn down by many years. "She's old, older than anything else here. Carries history, she does." Lydia was entranced, running her fingers over the doll's delicate features. "History?" she asked, sensing more to the story. The old woman hesitated, lips quivering ever so slightly. "Some things are better left in the past, dear." But the allure was too strong. With a feeling she couldn't quite place, was it excitement or trepidation? Lydia handed over a few crumpled bills and made the doll hers. As dusk blanketed the town, Lydia entered her home, its familiar corners now cast in eerie shadows. Setting the doll on her vintage dressing table, she admired its craftsmanship. The intricate details, the tiny shoes, the locks of hair that felt unsettlingly real. The room was silent except for the distant ticking of a grandfather clock. Lydia's gaze drifted away from the doll, yet she felt a peculiar sensation, as if she was being watched. Dismissing it as fatigue, she prepared for bed, letting the soft glow of her night lamp keep her company. But as she tried to drift off to sleep, fleeting movements caught her eye. Each time she looked directly at the doll, it seemed perfectly still, its expression unchanging. But whenever she looked away, there it was, a slight tilt of the head, a hint of a smirk. Lydia's heart raced, but she convinced herself it was just her tired mind playing tricks. She whispered to herself, "It's just a doll, an old, beautiful doll," as she pulled the blankets close, trying to find solace in the embrace of sleep. Yet the unsettling feeling remained that she wasn't quite alone in the room. A cold draft grazed Lydia's face, rousing her from the grip of a restless slumber. Disoriented, she glanced at her alarm clock, its neon green numbers showing 3:17 a.m. The room was cloaked in an unsettling darkness, broken only by the soft moonlight filtering through the curtains. Driven by a parched throat and the weight of sleeplessness, Lydia decided to head to the bathroom for a glass of water. As she navigated the dim hallways of her home, an eerie stillness hung in the air, amplifying the rhythmic creak of the wooden floor beneath her. Pushing the bathroom door open, Lydia was met with the unexpected. The mirror didn't reflect her sleepy, disheveled form. Instead, it showed the antique doll, now grotesquely magnified, standing in an identical bathroom. Its painted eyes seemed to penetrate deeper, challenging Lydia with its silent but intense gaze. Gasping, Lydia stumbled backward, her heart thundering in her chest. She tried to convince herself it was a trick of the light or perhaps her groggy mind playing devious games. Keeping her eyes averted from the main mirror, Lydia turned on the tap. But as the water pooled in the porcelain sink, she caught another glimpse of the doll's reflection, now warped by the water's rippling effect. It was there, in every drop, every shimmer, every reflection. Panic surged within Lydia. She darted from the bathroom, evading every gleaming surface she could. The polished dining table, the glass frames with family photos, even the glossy sheen of the wooden banister. But no matter where she looked, the doll's haunting visage was omnipresent. Drawing every ounce of courage, Lydia decided she had to leave the house. She raced towards the front door, gripping the brass handle with desperation. But it was unyielding, refusing to turn or open. It felt as though the house itself was trapping her within its confines. Fumbling with the lock, she heard a soft sound, like the rustle of silk. Glancing towards the hallway mirror, she saw the reflection of the doll inching closer, its porcelain hands reaching out. The once comforting confines of her home now felt like a labyrinth of terror. And at its center was the porcelain prisoner, watching her every move, waiting for the perfect moment to strike. The menacing advances of the porcelain reflection intensified Lydia's resolve to seek answers. Pulling out her phone, she dialed the number scribbled on the yard sale receipt. It rang repeatedly, each tone increasing her apprehension, until finally, the familiar grainy voice of the elderly seller answered. "Hello," came the wary greeting. "It's Lydia," she rushed, her voice tremulous. "The doll you sold me. There's something very wrong." A line went silent for a heartbeat, then the elderly voice whispered, "You've seen her, haven't you?" Swallowing hard, Lydia described the harrowing events of the night. The elderly seller sighed deeply, a hint of sorrow in her tone. "That house you live in once belonged to a doll maker named Edmund Gray. He was no ordinary craftsman. Tales whispered he had the power to ensnare souls, binding them forever to porcelain." A cold shiver ran down Lydia's spine as memories from her childhood resurfaced. She remembered huddled gatherings where elders exchanged whispered stories about mirrors being gateways to other dimensions, to realms where spirits lingered. The elderly seller continued, "The doll you have was said to be his masterpiece, and it's rumored that he captured a particularly vengeful spirit within. Over the years, the tales faded, becoming mere legends. But the dangers remained very real." Lydia felt a sinking feeling in her stomach. "How do I free the trapped soul?" "There has to be a way." The voice hesitated. "The legends say that the doll needs to willingly release the soul. But be warned, it won't give up easily." As they spoke, Lydia began to notice odd occurrences around her. Whispers filled the air, so soft that she couldn't make out the words. But their tone was pleading, desperate. Alongside the whispers, she felt sporadic cold drafts, despite all the windows being shut. The most unsettling realization, however, was the growing awareness that the doll's motive went beyond mere scares. It was hunting, seeking to replace its trapped soul with Lydia's, forever imprisoning her within the porcelain prison. Armed with her new knowledge, Lydia knew she had to confront this ancient menace. She needed to delve deeper into the legends, confront the tormented spirit, and find a way to break the curse before she became the next victim of Edmund Gray's dark craftsmanship. With each passing moment, Lydia's house felt less like a sanctuary, and more like a maze of danger. The urgency pressing upon her, she darted from room to room, grabbing any mirror or reflective item in sight. Handheld mirrors, decorative trays, glass-framed paintings, and even her silverware. As she worked, she could feel the doll's reflection growing bolder. Out of the corner of her eye, she would see the life-sized figure lurching closer. Its porcelain fingers would reach out, seeming almost to stretch beyond the confines of the reflections, hungering to touch her. Instinctively, Lydia knew that one touch would be her doom. A particularly chilling encounter occurred when Lydia was removing a tall standing mirror from her bedroom. As she angled the mirror away from the wall, the reflected room showed the doll just inches away, its hand poised to grasp her shoulder. With a shriek, she dropped the mirror, shattering it into shards. The doll's reflection vanished, but Lydia was left panting, her heart racing. Gathering her wits and the remaining reflective items, she made her way to the attic. The attic was a place of memories and forgotten histories, filled with dusty trunks and moth-eaten drapes. Placing the mirrors in a corner, she caught sight of a bundle of yellowed letters tied with a faded ribbon. Curiosity piqued, Lydia picked them up. They were penned in an elegant, looping script. As she read, a tale of tragedy and madness unfolded. The letters were from the doll maker, Edmund Gray, to his beloved wife, Lillian. He spoke of his ever-growing obsession with perfecting his art, his determination to create a doll so lifelike it could almost be real. But the letters also hinted at a forbidden ritual he had discovered, one that could imbue his creations with a spark of life. The final letters were heart-wrenching. Lillian had vanished without a trace, leaving Edmund devastated. His grief was palpable as he wrote of hearing Lillian's voice, of seeing her visage, not in the living world but trapped within his most exquisite creation, the very doll Lydia now possessed. A letter from a townsperson followed. It detailed how Edmund had been driven to the brink of madness, wandering the streets, ranting about setting Lillian free. His end was shrouded in mystery, but it was whispered that he took his own life, leaving behind the doll and an oath of revenge against the world that separated him from his beloved. The weight of understanding settled on Liddy. This wasn't just about a trapped soul, it was about love, obsession, and the lengths to which one would go to be reunited. And now, she was entangled in a century-old vendetta, with the vengeful spirit of the doll drawing ever closer. Lydia's heart raced as she combed through the letters, searching for any hint, any clue that could lead her to the original mirror. Words danced before her eyes, and sentences blurred together as desperation clawed at her. And then, there it was, a vague mention of the heart of the house where Edmund had completed his forbidden ritual. The heart, not the living room, not the bedroom. It could only mean the cellar, the foundation upon which the house stood. But as Lydia descended the creaky stairs, every step felt heavier, burdened by the shadows of the past. Each room she entered held reflections that grew increasingly aggressive. They weren't just mirroring reality, they were shaping it. The surroundings started to waver, and Lydia was thrust into brief, haunting visions. She witnessed a joyful Edmund presenting the newly crafted doll to Lillian. Then, the atmosphere darkened as Lillian's laughter turned to screams, her form dissipating into wisps of smoke and then condensing into the petite, porcelain figure. She saw other souls too, past inhabitants of the house who had fallen victim to the doll's allure, their final moments of terror as their souls were ensnared, leaving their lifeless bodies behind. Shaking off the tormenting images, Lydia pushed forward, reaching the cold, damp cellar. Among the dusty old crates and forgotten antiques, a grand mirror stood. Its frame was ornate, adorned with carvings of twisted vines and weeping angels. The glass, however, was unmarred by time, reflecting the dim cellar with unsettling clarity. Summoning every ounce of courage, Lydia approached, holding a heavy iron rod she had grabbed from the stairwell. But as she drew near, the life-sized doll's reflection emerged from the depths of the mirror. Its porcelain face was contorted in rage, its eyes no longer vacant but blazing with malevolence. The reflection lunged, reaching out of the mirror's confines, its fingers stretching towards Lydia. The air grew thick, the pressure immense, as though the boundaries between the reflected world and Lydia's reality were collapsing. With a scream of determination, Lydia swung the rod at the mirror. The impact sent a spider web of cracks racing across its surface. As the reflection's fingers brushed against her, she gave one final, desperate strike. Glass shards erupted around her, the echo of the shatter reverberating through the cellar, and for a moment, everything went still. As the shards rained down around Lydia, a new reflection began to materialize. From the fractured remnants of the once grand mirror, a figure emerged, ethereal and sorrowful. It was Edmund, the doll maker. Though transparent and ghostly, the anguish on his face was unmistakable. "No more," he whispered, his voice echoing throughout the cellar, both mournful and commanding. He reached out, holding back the vengeful spirit of Lillian, who thrashed and screamed within the confines of the broken mirror. Lydia could see the agony in Edmund's eyes. "I never meant for this," he uttered. "Lillian, my love, I wanted to gift you eternity, not a prison." But Lillian's spirit, distorted by years of imprisonment and anger, fought back, her form swirling and writhing. The cellar's atmosphere grew heavy, thick with tension as the two spirits grappled with each other. Knowing this was her moment, Lydia took a deep breath and, using the rod, delivered the final blow to the largest fragment of the mirror. An explosion of brilliant light filled the cellar, blinding Lydia momentarily. The house quaked, rattling as if trying to shake off a century's worth of dark history. And then, as swiftly as it had started, the tumult ceased. The oppressive energy that had permeated the house was gone, replaced by a serene stillness. The first light of dawn began to creep through the cellar's small windows. Cautiously, Lydia approached the now lifeless doll, which lay amidst the scattered shards. The porcelain was cold, the once haunting eyes now dull and empty. With a sigh of relief, Lydia made her way to the front door, only to find the elderly cellar waiting for her. The woman's face was lined with age but carried a serene expression. "I owe you a great debt," she began, her voice soft. "I am Clara, a descendant of Edmund Gray. Generations have lived with the shadow of the curse, and many, like myself, have tried to contain its wrath. But it was you, Lydia, who finally freed them." Tears glistened in Clara's eyes. "The bond of love can be both a blessing and a curse," she said. "But thanks to you, my ancestors can now find the peace they have longed for." The two women stood in the morning light, united by a shared experience. and a history finally put to rest. The town might never know of the darkness that had been vanquished that day, but Lydia and Clara would forever share the knowledge of the price of love and obsession, and the liberation that came with breaking the chains of the past. And so, dear listeners, we conclude another chilling tale from our scary stories. But remember, every ending might just be a new beginning. The next time you see a mirror, think of Lydia and ask yourself what might be staring back at you. Sleep tight, and until our next eerie encounter, keep the lights on. This is our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.